What is the good experiments going on now that are worthy of paying attention to? What would be the sandbox of that kind of thinking today?
You can think of AltSpace and a few platforms which are allowing some primary social VR interactions, but they're very much based on our current social constructs. Eventually, because we'll be in virtual worlds, we'll be able to extend far beyond that in whole new ways, I think. Mindshare could be around the corner, at least to a certain extent. I mean,
worth paying attention to for sure.
We'll see on how big a scale, but you could definitely what we consider different people to experience something that is very similar at about the same time. And I have no idea where that will take us, but maybe that's along the lines of.
That's very interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's sort of taking social media into a feedback loop realm. Instead of just participating in a social construct like a VR space, you're actually stimulating your senses with a common stimulus and experiencing a space that everyone has in common.
Yes.
That's very interesting.
So that's one of the, among many of the potential revolutions that could happen with this. Other things we didn't mention, and I won't go into too much detail, but we didn't talk about artificial intelligence yet.
Oh yeah, that's huge. Yeah. And being aware of people in the space and responding to their needs and wants.
Being aware of people and being aware of the space itself, because one of the current limitations for AI is that it's not aware of our physical surroundings the same way that we are aware of it. But once AR glasses or VR glasses or basically what they call inside-out tracking, meaning the ability to map the outside world, once this hardware becomes ubiquitous, once most human beings or at least a billion or 100 million of them are using this hardware on a regular basis and mapping out the world, and not just the Google Maps, the Street View, but really mapping the insides of their homes, objects and details, things like that. For the first time, we'll be giving the ability to AI to interpret the physical world, and it's very unpredictable what that reaction could be given that knowledge. Currently, the UX is really trying to replicate human experience to the extent that, as you mentioned, we have hand controllers, hand gestures, which are physically demanding. And I think that many people are in fact lazy, and that's one of the reasons why being a house painter is a tough job. It's because it's very tiring to be holding up your arms at all times. Yeah. And that's another reason why the keyboard and mouse have been such successful UX devices so far. So I think eventually we'll probably see, although hand controllers and having this UX which mimics our human experience will continue to develop, I think we'll have probably a camera facing downwards in a position that's a lot more comfortable for our hands to be adding input to the devices, and we'll be relying on eye tracking, mostly on eye tracking, and then eventually on synaptic
through the
tracking.
Eye tracking to
cater to our laziness.
Yes. If I understand correctly, I think the way I translate it or understand it is a combination of network theory with elemental structures and how that network develops through fractals and exponentially. And on the concept of biology itself, I think that's also a much more fluid concept than we believe.
Well, maybe consciousness is this most fluid creation so far that we've been playing with.
And it's very hard to define, basically. There's no hard limit on when life becomes life. I mean, biologists have come up with a few principles which...
Yeah, what makes something alive? That's a shamanic thing, too, because most shamans would tell you that everything's alive, and yet our science is saying the line is biology. But if you look at that line really closely, what do you find?
Exactly. Yeah. And so in that sense, I wouldn't even differentiate life or what arises from life thought from the general process of this evolution of the universe.